This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, we get a chance. I got an email from Barack Obama. We'll share that with you, see what he has to say about this whole healthcare thing. 800-259-9231 allows you to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want to. We go to your phone calls to start things out here this hour. Launching into the second hour of the show, we go to Stephen, listening in Florida. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, good afternoon, or good evening.
I'd like to tell you something about a movement or a community that you're probably only slightly aware of. It's in fact how I found the Liberty Movement is through the atheist movement. I don't know. It might sound silly to you. In fact, it probably does. When I think back on it now, it sounds silly to me as well. But there are atheists and there are atheist groups.
I used to be one.
Right, but I don't know if you were very, very much into the atheist community. Maybe you were. I'm not sure.
No. I mean, as far as the community, I mean, I didn't go to any atheist meetings or anything like that.
Right. Well, when I think about it now, I mean, it just seems so silly because it's stuff that just doesn't matter.
Evangelical atheism makes about as much sense to me as evangelical anything else religious.
Right.
Or, you know, I guess not. It's hard to call atheism religious, but I mean.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Kind of
they're
the
not
same thing.
Wait a minute, Mark. They're not necessarily evangelical. It could simply be that they want to get together with like-minded people.
Indeed. But there are evangelical atheists out there.
And
you say one thing like Gesundheit or God bless you, you know, they're on you like white on rice.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And the movement part of it comes from American Atheist, the group that was founded by Madeline Murray O'Hare back in the early 60s,
yep,
has now sort of mutated or transmogrified into a political action committee where they, you know, they check out bills. And they're interested in church-state separation issues. They have the classic liberal left-of-center misinterpretation of the First Amendment, where they think that it means that there shall be no religion in public life. And any, just like Mark is saying, I mean, anything, if there's a cross on display anywhere or anything like this, they're just anxious. They're just itching to be offended by it. You know, they can't wait to be offended by something. And I certainly used to be like that, of course.
When I was new into atheism, I found the American Atheist.
You couldn't wait to be offended. That was how I was. I just couldn't wait to be offended. I logged onto the American Atheist website. I think it was American Atheist. It's one of the leading atheist groups.
Yep, that's them.
And at the top, they had a poll, and it said, which issue motivates you the most? And it was religion in the military, prayer in schools, or under God in the Pledge of Allegiance. And I was thinking how far I've come, because none of that matters to me. It is so, I mean, it's just absolutely irrelevant to everything that we really need to be focused on. We as in everybody, the people.
Now, it's my understanding I've heard about the Air Force Academy that it's very difficult there to be, an agnostic or an atheist or something like that. That the evangelicals really run the show there, and I think that it's unfair that a group would be over a secular organization like that that gets money from the government and stuff like that. I think that's wrong for a religious group to be sort of in charge there, whether it's on purpose or whether it's just sort of happened. It's not right. Right. But other than that.
Right. And for example, I have atheist friends. You know, mostly I only communicate with them through Facebook or anything like that anymore, because I've moved away from them. I'm not with them anymore. And they're trying to get me all riled up about things like, you know, oh, there's some school where their teacher was talking about creationism, or the textbook thing in Texas. I guess now that in Texas they're going to have equal time. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that.
Right, and of course their answer to all of this is to just get the politicians in that are friendly to their ideas. Whereas the real answer, of course, as we would say, I think, is that the government schools are the problem that allow for this conflict in the first place.
Right, and not just allows it. They actually set up a situation to where it must happen. There must be a perennial battle between the secularists and the creationists.
That's true.
And whatever group can get, I mean, if you can get enough astrologers together to petition the state, well, they'll be out there, too, trying to get their stuff put in the textbook as a equal time, against astronomy. or whatever. And it's that's the point. And I keep trying to explain to these atheists, because, you know, they're nice people, a lot of them, very nice. And
sure.
I try to explain to them.
So are the Christians.
This is the problem. This is the yeah. And so are Christians too. I mean, I'm married to a Christian after all. but the problem isn't church state separation. It's not prayer in schools. It's not Ten Commandments posted in the classroom. It's not under God and the Pledge of Allegiance spoken by school children across the country. The problem is the public schools. That's the problem.
Absolutely.
That's what we have to focus on. And it reminds me of that quote about the I'll butcher it if I try to say it, but about the striking the roots, where, you know, everybody else is striking at the branches and there's one guy striking at the root. And I think that's what we need to do. But I just kind of wanted to touch base with you guys on that. I don't know if you're even aware of this. I mean, there's like a real...
What kind of responses are you getting? I mean, when you said you're trying to bring them to these ideas, what sort of responses are you receiving?
It's mostly that I'm a wacko. I mean, to be honest, that's like one friend of mine said, when did you go so stupid? And, of course, he was saying it in a tongue-in-cheek way. He just wants to know, when did I get stupid? When did I stop caring about these very, very important issues? And it's not that I don't care about them. It's just that I have a completely different approach.
What it is you gave up two religions. You gave up the whatever religion you had prior to becoming an atheist, and then
and
you gave up the religion of the state.
Yes, exactly.
But they can't see that because they're still stuck within the state. We must have a state paradigm. This is the way things are. This is the system, et cetera, et cetera. And so now you're more radical, more extreme than even the atheists can fathom.
Right, and if we can touch on the First Amendment really quickly too, they have this concept that it's the First Amendment is Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. That's the Establishment Clause.
Mm-hmm.
And what this means, the reason why it's written this way, and I understand this now, and I didn't understand it then, and my atheist friends currently do not understand it. It's written this way because there were establishments of religion. And what the Constitution was a pact among the states saying, look, you don't mess with our religion in Massachusetts, which, by the way, had a taxpayer-supported official state religion until 1833, and nobody thought that was unconstitutional. About half the states that signed on to the Constitution, half of the 13 or so, had official taxpayer-supported state religions. The reason why it's written that way is because there were establishments of religion. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. In other words, where an established religion exists. That's what it's about. And I try to explain that to them, and they think that I've gone off in la-la land and I'm, you know, Pat Robertson or something like that. And it's just that I have a more rich and pure understanding of what they meant when they wrote the First Amendment.
Well, I wonder if you could have some success. Honestly, I haven't. I never really was into the atheist community, so I don't have these associates and these friends that I can go and test these ideas out on. But
right.
I wonder if coming at them by explaining that. Trying to have them look at the state as another religion, like, well, why do you believe that there must be a government? Isn't it because your parents told you that's the way things were? How different is that from whatever it was your parents told you about religion, presuming they had religious parents? It seems like you could maybe walk them down that same aha path that they had with whatever religion they had in the same way that they could have it with the state, with the government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm working on them, but, you know, they tend to be leftists. It's like, they think that they're constitutionalists, but when they say this, what they really mean is that, well, I understand what the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment means. In fact, they don't understand what it means, but they think they do, and they don't give a crap about any of the other stuff. They think, for example, healthcare is fine.
The First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America is darn clear. It says Congress shall make no law. That doesn't mean that local legislative bodies in states or municipalities or something like that couldn't make laws respecting religion.
Exactly.
I'm not saying that I think it's a good idea. I don't think it's a good idea. But
yes, I agree.
If you're going to use the Constitution as your rule book, you need to understand you need to read the rules as they are written, and they are written in plain English.
And maybe one of the other approach, Stephen, is to take one of them and have them call in Free Talk Live and talk to us, because sometimes a stranger can do a better job of persuading than can somebody you know very well. So good luck. Let us know what you continue to experience, and thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231, because people's interactions with other people, whichever groups we're talking about, whatever belief systems we're talking about, are very useful to people listening because, well, they're likely running into similar situations. So let's share. Work them up. Free Talk Live, or get anything.
Getting a mortgage without a down payment or just refinancing your home can be tough right now. But if you've served in the U.S. Armed Forces, Reserves, or National Guard, it doesn't have to be. I'm Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct. After serving in Operation Iraqi Freedom, I now help other vets get their financial needs met. Our team of professionals understands the special benefits under the law for veterans. We have over 20 years of VA home mortgage experience, including refis to VA loans at lower rates.
On your feet!
If you're a veteran in need of a mortgage or interested in a refi for cash out or lower payments, call 888-900-VA-LOAN now or go online to varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN, varadio.com.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5255. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, including our Shrine of Female listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo, showing they are indeed listeners of the program, or their validated video also as an option. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies Summer Seminar Program is now accepting applications. They have 11 different seminars all over the United States and major cities across the country. The IHS provides meals and housing while you're there at the seminar. All you have to do is get there. There are seminars ranging from Liberty and Leviathan, policy from the libertarian perspective, and ideas of a free society. Most of these seminars, obviously, are centered around the ideas of liberty. They are open to people who are undergraduates, graduates, and recently graduated. Deadline is March the 31st. Go to libertarianseminars.com. It's libertarianseminars.com. They have a sign-up thing there where you can find out more information, too, and have information sent to you. Libertarianseminars.com.
Coming up, if we get a chance, we'll get to some the health care news, the discussion about what this bill entails. Barack Obama sent me an email. We'll explain that. But first, your phone calls. Dave is in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. What's on your mind tonight?
We're going to talk a little bit about the arrests of the marijuana activists on Saturday.
Saturday and today, another activist was arrested this afternoon. Of course, we're talking about the 420 celebrations that have been going on here regularly in Keene, New Hampshire. They spread this weekend during the Liberty Forum. They spread to Nashua, New Hampshire, where 100-plus people came out on Saturday afternoon and were attacked by 20 cops, a dozen cop cars, a canine unit. They arrested three people, one for marijuana, one for standing in front of the police car and not moving, another for having a video camera and being in the street. So what were your thoughts, Dave?
Well, the thing that struck me, I think maybe some folks may have missed, is the extent to which these folks were they were walking along the path that the greats laid out hundreds of years ago. The great original libertarians laid out. And in fact, while there was a presentation going, there was shortly after the arrest, there was a presentation at the Liberty Forum where Etienne de la Boite, I hope I'm saying that right, received the Freedom Book Club's Book of the Year award, basically. But he was the one who had that famous quote, I ask that you basically, this is not an exact quote, but he basically was saying, he's not asking that you lay hands on the tyrant, just don't support him anymore, and he will fall of his own weight. And just as that presentation was being made, it was being carried out by one of the activists who was supposed to be there, but instead was in jail.
That's an interesting point, the idea being that if you don't support the government, if you don't actively fund it, if you don't actively obey it, then they have no more power anymore.
Right. I just think, to me, it was really moving just to step back. Everyone thought it was that good to step back in the forest, look at the whole forest instead of the trees, and see where we've been and where we are now, and remember that we're not alone, even on the timeline.
Very good, Dave. Anything else you want to share with our listeners?
That was it, though. I didn't know that much about Curtis's arrest. I've heard a little bit about it. I'm about to head to Murphy's Tap Room, and I'm going to find out some more, but you guys probably know more about it than I do.
Yeah, it's my understanding that what happened was they called – first of all, for our listeners that don't know, as we mentioned, three people were arrested on Saturday. There was a tremendous turnout the next day. Turnout was a little lower because people were having to leave town. They didn't plan to necessarily stay longer for the Liberty Forum beyond when it was originally scheduled to end. But nonetheless, we still had 65 people. You were there Sunday, weren't you, Dave?
Both days.
Yeah, right. There were just so many people there, it was hard for me to ascertain who everybody was. 65 people there on Sunday, and that was at one point in time that I counted, so maybe it had been more like 75 over the whole hour that we were there. But nonetheless, the police did not make any arrests. They did not show themselves in the park. They drew by a few times, so they certainly knew that we were there, but they didn't make any arrests. Nothing happened Monday, to my knowledge, and then Curtis, one of the activists from Keene, called it on again for a Tuesday, every week, Tuesday afternoon basis. So 420 celebrations have been scheduled in Nashua at 420, of course, at the same park at which we've been before on Tuesday afternoon. So this was the first of those Tuesday afternoon events.
So he scheduled it at the last minute?
I think he called it late Sunday night or sometime Monday.
Okay.
So yeah, it was all.
I hate it when these 420 things are scheduled at 4:19. That's not good.
The 420 things are scheduled every day here in Keene. So, I mean, they're never off the schedule here in Keene. They're just constantly going on. And we've been left alone. Curtis went out there today. I don't know how many other folks were out there with him, and he ended up getting arrested. They apparently was not giving them his information. Last I heard from the Porcupine 411 messages that were going out today, that he was not giving information to the cops, so they were holding him. So whether he will end up being out of jail tonight or not, I think remains to be seen, and that's the latest.
Hey, there is one other piece of information other people may have missed, and that is I checked the Nashville Telegraph comment section. The Telegraph did an article about this, about the arrests on Saturday.
Two articles, and actually. They just had a new article today, Dave.
I checked the comments section, and I guess I was checking today's article, and the comments section, 2-1, positive response, positive eye direction from the public.
That's good. Certainly, the drive-bys on both afternoons were also very positive. I mean, I didn't notice any negativity coming from the drivers that were on the road that day. Didn't see anybody flipping any birds or any FUs or anything derogatory like that. Normally, you do get that stuff. It was overwhelmingly positive. Honks and waves and smiles and thumbs ups and shout outs and things like that. So I don't know. The Nashville PD doesn't really seem to realize what they've gotten themselves into here. They're stirring up the hornet's nest of activists, but they're peaceful hornets, I guess. I don't think hornets is really the right term, because it's like you were saying, Dave, earlier, you know, you don't lay hands on the tyrant, you just withdraw your support. But it's so tempting to lay hands on, because you're there, they're hurting your friends, they're being violent, they're being awful, they're being nasty, and I still feel the anger welling up inside me, and I feel like I'm getting away from that particular mentality. But nonetheless, when I watch the footage, and it's all over freekeen.com, people can go there and they can see various different clips and angles from Saturday's crackdown, it still wells up inside me, and it's very frustrating. I don't want that. I don't want to feel that way, and I can only imagine that for some people that anger must be worse. So it can be a real challenge to focus on love and forgiveness and understanding and leaving your hands off the tyrant and withdrawing yourself from consenting to the system and trying to avoid paying for it as much as possible. It's a real challenge.
Well, there was one other thing I noticed along the lines of what you're talking about. I think there were probably about 500 expressions of support that I witnessed each day. I mean, it was more like 700 the second day. It went up. And the entire 2 days, I only saw 3 expressions of opposition, maybe 4. That's the highest ratio of support I've ever seen, if you keep track of these things.
Yeah, it's tremendous. And yet the Politico, there's a particular Politico out there that heads up one of the lobbying organizations, who's saying he doesn't support this kind of thing. He doesn't think this is the way to go about achieving change in New Hampshire. Clearly, the New Hampshireites disagree with him. They love this stuff. They're honking and waving and doing all kinds of support.
Some do, some don't. That's really the long answer.
Plenty of them do.
To
make a lot of noise, let me tell you.
Yeah, plenty of them do. I don't know that the ones that do vote that much, though.
Yeah, well, I don't really care. Hey, Dave, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't base my activism around the ones that don't like the message that we're portraying. More coming up. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3567.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, bring up what you want, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got our wiki on our website. You can go and edit virtually anything you see. It's like a listener-editable version of our site. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. You know, scratch that. It's more than three companies in one now. Now they do any kind of contact that you need to do with people over the telephone. They, you know, if you're running a political campaign or something like that, they can help you with contacting people in your district or your state or wherever. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. And it's Jason Osborne. He's, you know, the big sponsor of the show. Freedom Advocate.
800-259-9231. Continuing here with your phone calls. Of course, the 420 celebrations are continuing in New Hampshire. Keene, they're going on every single day. In Nashua, they're happening on a weekly basis. Another activist was arrested today. One of the Keene folks who'd come down there to get things, to get the ball rolling there in Nashua. We know the police listen to the Port 411s. That's our little system that, that the activists have set, one of our activists has set up, that allows anybody with a phone to call a number, leave a message, and then have that message blasted out to hundreds of recipients. And so those Port 411 messages were coming out today. And Curtis, Sovereign Curtis is his name, he announced that this protester, this celebration, the 420 celebration, was going to happen in Nashua. And surprise, surprise, they arrested Sovereign Curtis today. Now, was that a coincidence? because they've also arrested Rich Paul in Keene months ago when they were first the celebrations were first starting up here. The police tend to target the person they believe is the organizer, because they believe if they take out the organizer that things are just going to dissipate and go away. But it doesn't usually work that way with the activists up here. You target the organizer, somebody else steps up to fill his shoes. Not that these things are particularly organized. I mean, the extent of organization was Curtis calling Pork 411 and saying, hey, we're going to do this every week in Nashua. I'm coming out today. Hope to see you there. He's not telling people what to do. He's not telling them what signs to bring. He's not telling them to smoke or not to smoke or anything like that. He's just saying, here's what we're going to do. We're going to come out and do it. And we really need more doers. We need more organizers. We need people to step forth and get out there and do things up here. So looking forward to having more folks come here this year and next year and the year after that here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project as the early movers. And, of course, we'll keep you in the loop as we learn more. I found out something exciting today, Mark, about this. Cannabis Culture Magazine, our friends Mark and Jody Emery over there are going to cover this in a major way. In fact, I got in touch. I gave them a heads up last night. I sent an email to Jody, who's on our Shrine of Female Listeners, by the way. Very lovely lady.
She is.
And I sent an email to Jody giving her some of the details as to what's going on, and she wrote back, very interested. She got one of her people at the magazine. Well, I call it a magazine. They don't even have a magazine anymore. CannabisCulture.com is their website. They get millions of hits a month. I mean, it's tremendously popular. And so they're so well, their business is going so well at Cannabis Culture that they actually pay for articles. So we're actually going to have one of our Free Staters, JJ from the Free Keene Press here, write up the story. So we get to actually write our own story covering the event that will end up being published by Cannabis Culture. And they're going to pay our guy for it. How cool is that? So people should stay tuned, because we'll let you know when that's available. Of course, you can go to freekeen.com to see that. But when it happens, we go to your phone call. Scott is in Canada, the home of Cannabis Culture, Canada. Scott, where are you in Canada?
I live just outside of Winnipeg.
Okay, I don't know where that is.
It's a big country.
What time zone
is that?
It's Central Time. Minnesota, okay. Go to Minneapolis, go straight for 8 hours, and you get to Winnipeg.
The Cannabis Culture folks over in Vancouver, which is
the West
Coast.
Vancouver, yeah, that's where they're based out of. Yes, you bet.
But so it's up.
I'm sure arresting all those drug smokers is going to stop them from doing drugs ever again.
That's right. They're cracking down, so therefore drugs will go away. The war on drugs will certainly have a prohibitive effect on people using drugs. Oh, wait, never mind. It's never prohibited anybody from actually using anything. It's just made it a little more difficult for them to get their hands on the stuff and a lot more costly. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, that actually ties into what I was thinking about. A little earlier, a fellow was talking about religion, sort of the religion of statism, and how he gave that up when he left religion as well. And something that pisses me off is when a few people told me, once I left my religion, I was a Mormon, I became a libertarian. I don't like to say I became, like, I started, you know, going in that direction. Sort of the same time, it's because I became a skeptic. I became a skeptic of religion, which also means I became a skeptic of the state. And I looked at these things like the drug wars. Like, what's the evidence show me? Arresting people doesn't stop them from doing it. Making it illegal doesn't stop them from doing it. The evidence is that the black market is created by this. And so people tell me I replaced my religion with libertarianism, that it's my new religion. And that pisses me off, because it's sort of saying that I'm not intelligent enough to think for myself, that I have to have some sort of thing to cling to. But that's not what happened. It's just the natural growth of my life, of me thinking differently, and that logically libertarian thought was the way that just made sense to me, using like critical thinking skills. And you guys are really good with this, with logic and showing how applying those principles to the state and our world really leads you to, if you want to have the greatest benefit, you know, you hear people say do the most, I don't know how they word it, the most that you can for the most amount of people, if that makes sense.
The most good for the most people?
Sure, yeah. And the answer to that is less government or no government.
Right.
That's the way
it's a religion. If it's a religion for me to believe that using coercive force on peaceful people is a bad thing, then I will embrace that.
See, this is I have to sort of disagree. I do think that libertarianism is at its core, the philosophies of liberty are at its core a moral philosophy. So I can see why.
But morality isn't necessarily a religion.
I understand, but I can see. But people tend to conflate those two things in their minds, because religion corporations generally deal with, at least the one that I'm most familiar with and several that I've looked at, deal with morality. So they tend to conflate religion and morality. And I can see why it is that they would say what they say. And, you know, I can see... I see where you're coming from too, Scott. That you didn't sign up for this because you're some kind of zealot that got converted or something like that. You
right? There's no charismatic leader or anything like that that you're following.
No, there's certainly no. There may be leaders, but they're not charismatic. The ideas of liberty are in and of themselves extraordinarily moral. Now I can see how somebody can look at something from a utilitarian fashion and they can say that liberty works from a utilitarian fashion, or they can say it doesn't work from a utilitarian fashion. From the utilitarian angle, it's much more difficult to argue liberty versus the moral standpoint, which is it is simply wrong to use force or fraud to get what you want.
And for me, at first, it was what works. And that's what led me to sort of the ideas of liberty, that it seemed to work for me. Like all through my life when I felt oppressed by the system, right, the man. And when I really started to examine that, when I understood what it is, what the system is, I started to see how you can get around that, how you can get that out of your life, and the answer just became over and over, became liberty, personal liberty, and just over and over it led to that. And then for me, afterwards came the sort of the moral philosophy of the non-aggression principle, and once I sort of understood that. So I guess in the sense, yes, it is a moral philosophy. Definitely. It's not math, right? It is a philosophy. So I can see how they could say it's religious, but I just don't think that's the right thing to call it, because there's no deity, there's no dogma in particular. You know, I'm not paying tithing to anybody. But I think in general, just because I embrace this idea and left behind my old idea, that's why some people are saying I just replaced my religion with this new religion. Given that, the definition of religion, that means you can call anything a religion.
Right,
you can call a media of atheists talking about evolution a religion.
You could. I mean, the first definition right there at dictionary.com, a set of beliefs concerning the cause, nature, and purpose of the universe, especially when considered as the creation of a superhuman agency or agencies, usually involving devotional and ritual observances and often containing a moral code governing the conduct of human affairs. Then you also have this more general one, the body of persons adhering to a particular set of beliefs and practices. So
it could be anything.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, thanks for the call tonight,
Scott.
Thank you. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNLive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNLive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with AirAndAqua.com. Using purification devices from AirAndAqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop AirAndAqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're welcome to bring up whatever might have to be on your mind. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can, you can promote the show by helping us get on more radio stations and bringing more internet listeners on board. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com to get a list of things that you can do. That's promote.freetalklive.com. As we go to, I believe Jericho is with us listening to WSVG in Mount Jackson, Virginia. Hello, Jericho.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Oh, first off, man, I've never heard this show before, and I found it sounded pretty cool, but then when you're fading out commercial, you're playing Megadeth, I knew I found my kind of place.
Welcome, by the way. We're on every night there in Mount Jackson on WSVG.
Oh, God. Glad I found you then. But this whole war on drugs, this kind of burned me up for years. It's the biggest waste of money in the world, and to enforce laws that are taking away your most basic of civil liberties. I don't agree with hard drugs, cocaine, heroin. I would never touch it. Not my thing. But I'm sorry, that kills a lot less people than cigarettes, alcohol, prescription drugs, food.
You're right.
Now this whole thing in Mexico is disgusting and it needs to stop. But the way it needs to stop is like I told your call screener. Back in Prohibition times with alcohol, when did you see Al Capone and his type before the Prohibition of alcohol slaughtering each other over alcohol?
Didn't happen.
Yep. And then after they repealed it, it hasn't happened since. It's the same way with drugs. They have created a crime problem. I was discussing this with my friend the other day. You know, anytime there's corruption, somebody's benefiting. I don't see, obviously there's corruption, but I just don't see how they're benefiting from it. But if they were to stop this stupid war on drugs, those cartels down in Mexico and south of there would be shut down within a week or two.
Absolutely.
They would have no business.
Yeah, there'd be nothing for them to do. I mean, I suppose they could go into prostitution or gambling
guns.
Or running drugs. Running guns.
They already are likely into
but,
some of those.
Yeah, they're probably into some of those things to some extent, but they'd have to dramatically change their business model. And many businesses, when faced with a dramatic change in their business model that quickly, just simply fail.
If
you legalize guns and you legalize prostitution and you legalize gambling, then they really would have nothing left.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, I mean, it sounds disgusting. I'm not into prostitution. I have a nice girlfriend, not my thing. But that is a victimless crime. And, you know, your bleeding heart women, like, oh, it's, women are, I'm sorry, they made a choice. But either way, it's not a crime that affects me down the street.
No.
It's been around since the dawn of time. It's just like marijuana.
Well,
marijuana
a point of information, real quick, Jericho,
it does affect
us. The fact that prostitution is illegal, the fact that drugs are illegal, and you know that the drugs being illegal creates the crime, which means that there's a chance that even though you're down the street, you may not be involved in cocaine, some crackhead may very well decide to bust into your home or your car and, you know, steal some stuff, maybe hold you up at gunpoint or you know, yeah, hurt your wife. Same thing with prostitution. I mean, a lot of the people that are involved in that business are also likely to be tied in with criminal enterprise, and that can result in robberies and things.
They're more
like
likely
that.
To be enslaved for that reason. Also,
human slavery.
Well, okay, on the line of prostitution, I can agree with you to that point. Basically, what I'm saying, your general prostitution, like in Vegas, it's legal out that way.
You know what I'm saying? And they're tested and approved on a regular basis, so you know that they don't carry diseases, whereas prostitutes in other places aren't tested because they're scared to death of getting caught, and so they don't have that kind of you don't have that kind of validation.
And in Nevada, because I don't think it's legal in Vegas necessarily, but most of the rest of Nevada it is. In Nevada, you go to the Bunny Ranch or you go to whatever the locations are, you go to the brothels to get the your business taken care of. You don't have women walking the streets and plying their wares out.
Well, you do in Vegas.
In Vegas, where it's illegal.
Right, where it's illegal.
I'm talking about the places where it's legal.
I'm not saying make everything in the world legal. We need laws. We need sanity in the society. You know, but is what burns me up is when you see them on TV, these sting operations to bust prostitutes. Okay, where are our sting operations to put unregistered sex offenders behind bars? You don't see that.
Well, you know,
we could spend more money on other things that make sense and just kind of relax on some others. You'd be surprised the success you would see.
I agree that you could focus in other areas. I tend to have some problems with the sex offender registry thing. First off, what they call a sex offense tends to be a very wide swath. Anytime you put the government in charge of anything, they screw it up to a level that you never imagined possible.
And they have a 16-year-old kid who got oral sex from his 14-year-old girlfriend. He's a sex offender. I don't buy that.
The rest of his
that's
life.
Dumb.
Right.
That's wrong.
Right. And you know,
but
there's
the
that
real
one.
Sex offenders that you need to worry about are not regulated enough. They don't register on these things. They're supposed to, but they skip it all the time. And when they catch them, it's a slap on the wrist, and they go right back out.
Well, they're not. They're not particularly common either, these regular sex offenders. I mean, they certainly exist, but they're not compared to the kid that you're talking about or somebody who's urinating in public or something like that. Those people aren't nearly as common. And so even when they do put the registries out there and they put people, you know, put these little dots on a map, there's so many dots that it gets dizzyingly large and people don't pay attention. Secondly, I think that registries have a problem from a standpoint of sort of ex post facto. If somebody committed a sex crime in 1985 and was released in 1995, and then these registries came into effect, they weren't sentenced to a lifetime of being registered on a government registry.
Right.
So that is a new sentence that is imposed upon them after they have been sentenced by a judge. And that to me seems abhorrent and illegal. They should know what they've been sentenced to originally. Also, our justice system is so messed up from the get-go that the 99%, I'm not making this number up, 99% of people take plea bargains and don't take things to trial because they've had so many charges piled up on them, or they're scared of, they don't have the money, they know that public defenders are nothing but plea bargaining machines, if we could take the drugs out of the system, then you probably would see more justice served. But you know, their system for serving justice is broken.
If you took all the potheads out of jail, they'd have plenty of room for real criminals. I mean, there's no argument to that.
Absolutely.
Now let's look at it from this standpoint, though. When you put a criminal in prison, you're also he's victimizing the victim twice, because first time he victimized the victim, and then the victim has to pay to keep that guy in jail. I think many crimes, the person could probably pay restitution or do some kind of
right.
something else.
Rather than sit in a cage.
Yeah, I'm not saying there's no room for prison. I think there is room for dangerous people being separated from society. I just I think that our judicial system and the prison industrial system are messed up in this country.
I've got another point I wanted to throw in. Go ahead, though. Your thoughts.
No, you go ahead, buddy. Go ahead.
Well, just on the whole issue of sex offenders, I understand what Mark is saying here about the idea that, well, if they were sentenced to that ex post facto, et cetera, et cetera. But I think the idea of the registry is just abhorrent in general. It's very scarlet letter-esque, the idea that they have to have this hanging over their head for the rest of their lives when many of them would maybe want to get on with their lives. We've talked to former sex offenders, so-called, who have families now, and they have moved on, and they're not all going to recidivize, if you will. They're not all going to do that. And the other thing is that the sex offender registries give parents a false sense of security. Go ahead, type your zip code into the sex offender registry and look at your neighborhood. If it shows there aren't any sex offenders there, does that mean there aren't any people that will molest your children?
I have it notify me automatically, because if I can know that one's on my street, I would like to know. But I don't trust it, I can tell you that right now, because most of them fail to register.
That's not my point. Well, my point is you're only talking about people who've been caught for something. There are people out there that have not been caught that may live next door to you or three houses down that would never be registered, would never show up because they're just that good, or they've never gotten caught or whatever, or they're, you know, molesting their stepdaughter or whatever.
Yeah, they haven't been caught. They're not on a registry. I mean, you're exactly right.
That's why parents can't use this as a – they should not use this as some sort of resource they can trust to keep them safe. Or to keep their kids. Oh, it's okay, kids. You can go out and play now. You don't have to be concerned about anything happening.
You've got to be concerned about somebody you know.
Right, and that's the other good point, is that the registries really, I mean, the creepy-looking guy down the street isn't that likely to molest your son or daughter. Who's more likely is mom or dad or
uncle. Not mom or dad. Generally, stepmom, stepdad.
Or stepfather or grandfather or something like that.
Or your priest, you know.
That too, absolutely.
Exactly. I don't know. I mean, I think we're on the same track.
I think so.
Right now, the country is just screwed up, and it's the government.
It is the government. You are right about that, Jericho. I'm glad you're out there. Thanks for finding the show. Call us back some other time. Anytime you have something you want to share, we'll be happy to talk to you. And as I said, we're on there in Mount Jackson on WSVG every night. I think they actually take us all six nights a week, 3 hours a night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. So join us again, 800-259-9231. We continue. Here we go. Third hour coming up. Plenty of time for your calls about what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.